Oh, shoot. Love you guys. Good morning. Good morning.
Good morning, okay, at 7:06. Happy, yeah, coming in hot this morning. Feeling it. Happy Wednesday day, middle of the week, a.k.a. hump day. Mames is back.
And it's a good day.
How were your travels? You went all over the world.
I went to New York City.
You went to Dubai and saw the rain. Where did you go?
I went to New York City.
Okay. Is it still there?
It's still there. And I stayed in Times Square, which if you're over 40, wouldn't recommend. If you like to
just
sleep
standing.
At night, if you like, no, in a hotel in Times Square. If you like to sleep at night, don't stay there because it's very loud all the time. And the lights are just
pretty bright,
very bright.
A lot of TVs there.
Yes. Right in your eye. There was an ad for the new Planet of the Apes movie.
Are you going to see it?
Well, I think I saw it because it played in my window.
The whole night.
All day. All night. And I would look over and there'd be this giant gorilla staring me in the face.
That's what you want.
It scared
That's
me
what you expect.
A lot. It scared me a lot. Lots of rats. Saw lots of rats. So where I was.
Real
I was,
rats?
Yeah. Like actual. I was on the 14th floor. Kind of looked down to the building next to me. And
the rats were inside?
Just rats. Just run around the top of the building.
Nice.
And then I'm in Central Park yesterday. Took a nice long walk through Central Park. It was beautiful weather, like 60s, sunny, gorgeous. The trees are blooming. I was like, this is so nice. Aww. Like, if I lived here, I would come here all the time. Like, okay, I'm out of Times Square. Like, I'm in the actual New York City experience. I just felt very, like, in it. And then I hear some rustling in the leaves. And I'm like, oh, a little squirrel. Nope, rats. And I say out loud, why? Why do people want to live here? Like, people have aspirations to move to New York City when you know that there's a rat problem. You know it. And so I just don't. Like, I want to go home right
that,
now.
That was the end of it.
I just left, got an Uber.
I'm going to go to the airport now. This is my time.
Yes.
Clearly my time.
I don't get it.
Shout out to the rats. Did you see President Trump? You know, his trial's going on right now.
Yeah. No, I didn't get to see him.
Mm. That would have been cool.
Yeah.
He was in Harlem, it looked like, last night from what I saw.
Yeah, I don't know.
Did you go to Harlem?
No. I stayed right in Manhattan.
Did you go to Queens?
No, I stayed in Manhattan.
Did you go to Brooklyn?
No. No, because then I would have had to take a train, and I'm not getting on the subway.
I'm missing a borough. Isn't there five boroughs?
Probably.
Oh, Bronx.
No, didn't go there either. No. There's a Wegmans.
You went there?
In Brooklyn. I would have had to take the train. I was also told by several people that it's not a real Wegmans. You know, everybody's so hype about Wegmans coming. So they're like, if you go, you're not going to get the right experience. So don't.
Don't judge us
don't
by
Don't judge
it.
Us. So I was like.
Don't judge us by that one.
So that's really the main reason. I didn't want to judge people by that Wegmans.
Okay, the Wegmans story broke yesterday, day before yesterday, I believe, mm-hmm. give or take. Have you ever been to one?
I've never been to one.
Me neither.
I really, when they announced it, I thought it was like a Buc-ee's, like a gas station or something. It's a grocery store.
Wegmans.
There's one in the Raleigh area.
Do you pronounce the Weg more than the Muns?
I don't know.
Or is it just
I don't know.
Natural flow?
Wegmans.
Okay.
I'm saying that.
I'm just trying to be prepared because, you know, it comes in 2026.
Yeah.
So I feel like I should be prepared.
So the one coming to Charlotte's in Ballantyne. Are you driving down to Ballantyne to go groceries?
For one time? I'll go. Okay. If you go, I'll go once.
I'm not going.
You're not even going
to
go.
Are you talking to me?
Yes, you. You're not going to go once just to experience it?
No. If one comes here, I'll go. But like,
okay,
I
what's
never.
Here? Huntersville North?
Yes, like Lake Norman area.
Lake Norman or bust, Wegmans.
Right, no.
I'll still take Trader Joe's.
I mean, I don't even go to Trader Joe's. And it's.
Well, I'm saying I would want up here in the
right,
lake.
Right. So.
The devil you know versus the devil you don't. You know, I don't know Wegmans. I don't know them like that.
But apparently it's the prepared foods and it's. The subs.
Jeff swears by their buffalo chicken sandwich.
Better than Publix.
Jeff from iCats. I you know what? I didn't ask him the comparison to Publix. Publix does have good subs.
They have great
the
subs.
The Teeter used to be strong in the sub game.
Yeah, I feel like Teeter is kind of, I was listening yesterday morning.
Your Kroger thoughts on Teeter.
Kroger owns
they
Teeter.
They do still own Teeter.
Okay. And I feel like it has kind of fallen off.
I'm just saying. Yeah. I'm just throwing that. There's certain locations that I find myself checking my six.
Right. So the DMs are blowing up with people because I just posted to my story, somebody help me understand why you guys are so excited about a grocery store. There's never been one point in my life that I've been like, yes, groceries.
The hype was pretty good on Lowe's Foods, though.
Were you excited about Lowe's Foods coming to Huntersville?
There used to be a Lowe's Foods where Urban Air is now. Mm-hmm. You know, that used to be a Lowe's Foods back in the day, which was a great store. I remember getting the pre-made chicken fingers from there. Mm-hmm. So, okay, as a kid, there was a moment where I said to myself, yes, grocery store. It was really, yes, chicken fingers.
Mm-hmm.
Will Wegmans now provide that same experience to me as an adult? Yes, buffalo chicken sandwich.
Yeah. The people that are so excited about it. So it started in Syracuse, New York. Oh. So like Syracuse, Buffalo, Rochester.
Up
that
north.
That, what is that, northwest area of New York, geography of the day. Sure, I think that's where that is. Yeah. Yeah. Northwest. The northwest section of New York.
Of a state.
New York state is where it originated.
Okay.
And it's slowly coming down south. But those people, I think it's just the nostalgia for them. Like, this is where all of them like that home. Live here, and you're like, half of Buffalo lives in Cornelius now. I don't know if you know that.
In the past 3 years, yeah.
Yeah, if you've ever been to Al's, you'll meet them all.
That is the Buffalo bar. That is, yes. You know, Big Al's.
Yeah. So that, I think it's just the nostalgia. Like, oh, this is where I shopped growing up, and now I can go back now. So it'd be like, I guess, if I'm in New York and a Harris Teeter came, but I would not be excited. I wouldn't.
You wouldn't be excited about Harris Teeter?
I wouldn't comment 75 times.
Yes, Harris Teeter. Free cookies. Does Wegmans have any free gear? You know, like Publix does a lot of the samples.
Yeah, I'm sure they do. I grew up with Ingles.
Oh, yeah.
Do you know Ingles?
I'm familiar.
So it's like a Western North Carolina. Started in Asheville.
Oh, yeah. They're
Shelby, I mean, there's probably 15 Ingles in Cleveland County.
It's the Harris Teeter of the East.
Yeah, and I love Ingles. And so, like, if I go... You know, I went to Lake Lure and they have Ingles there. I was like, oh, Ingles, yay. But it's not like, you know, I'm not standing in line for the opening of if Ingles ever makes it here.
Piggly Wiggly? Is that another one?
I do love a Piggly Wiggly.
They have those at the beach, right?
Yeah. I don't know where it started, but it's a southern grocery store.
South Carolina, I think they have them.
Yeah, they're all over South Carolina. Mm. The t-shirts.
We need another brand? It's like banks. Like, do we have too many options at this point?
Right. I could talk all day about the banks on 28.
Do you go to Whole Foods ever?
Mm-mm. Not really.
Me either.
No, I don't go there. I don't really go to Fresh Market. I don't go to those like high-end grocery stores.
Fresh Market, I'll go to every once in a while. So there's two things I like about Fresh Market in particular. Not that they don't have cool food and like unique stuff, right? They do, but they're super expensive. Two things I like. Sometimes they'll have like a weekly meal deal that's really like for two, like dinner for two kind of thing.
I've done that before.
Sometimes they have some great ones. Also, their meats are really good at Fresh Market. So those are the two things like I'll
like
shop
they're
for.
Like what kind of meats? Like they're deli meats or they're
no like meat. Like
what you're gonna throw on the grill?
Yeah, like cut me a slab of sirloin or something. You know?
Yeah.
Do they cut slabs of sirloin? Maybe.
Who knows?
But like box mac and cheese,
it's the same. Everywhere.
I don't need to go to Fresh Market for
That's what I'm saying. It's the same everywhere.
I'll go get Great Value brand. I'm not afraid.
I'm an Aldi girl. You know.
Aldi. Okay.
Okay. I was excited when the Aldi opened in Cornelius.
Yeah.
I'd have gotten hype about grocery.
See, it's just subliminally. You didn't even realize. Yeah. My one beef with Aldi, did I say this on Monday? I can't remember if I said my beef with Aldi. Why do they have to put like something that everybody wants right at the front door? The produce section right at the front door. It's like social anxiety to the max. Like the moment you walk in because there's like this clog at the door. And you know they got them double wide carts.
Yeah.
I don't know.
I just roll right past it.
Carefree Boat Club today. Coming in 7:30. Take your cares away.
More Good Morning LKN coming up on 105.9 100.7 WSIC. They're back. More of Justin, Bill, and Mamie now. It's Good Morning LKN from WSIC. Local starts here.
Good morning, LKN. 7:18. Happy Wednesday day to you. Hopefully things are calm. Did you bring back the New York traffic with you?
No.
RideiCats.com, alternative transportation, $3 each day, each way to commute from Iredell down to the city of Charlotte. You cruise with Jeff in the HOV lane. Jeff, good morning to you, sir.
Good morning. There's no accidents to report at this time, although 77 southbound traffic is getting heavy in the Huntersville area, and then also from Charlotte coming up to Statesville. The Huntersville area seems to have some stop-and-go traffic. As far as the secondary roads in Statesville, Mooresville, I've not heard of any issues. Pretty good this morning.
Not too shabby, Jeff. Glad to hear there's no accidents. Mames did not go to Wegmans in New York while she was there. You were mentioning the buffalo chicken sandwich. Do you think the prepared food competes with Harris Teeter and Publix and Lowe's Foods, Wegmans' version of prepared foods, Jeff?
Yeah, they've got a really awesome deli and bakery, and it's worth, you know, if you have one in your area. I wouldn't go out of my way, but since I'm over in the Raleigh area, I stop in and get some things. But it's a pretty good experience. Their name brand stuff is pretty reasonably priced. Some of the other stuff is a little up there, but you get what you pay for.
Mm-hmm. Fair point, Jeff. Do you have to bring your own bags to Wegmans or your own quarters?
No.
That's pretty good.
2026.
I do like Aldi's too.
I love Aldi.
Look, I love Aldi pricing. Yeah. There's just a few things like the only thing, Jeff, is when you walk in, do you have to have the produce section at the front door? That's really my only beef right now.
Yeah. 2026, Jeff's iCat's going to go to Wegmans.
Hey, we could probably schedule something to take a trip to Wegmans.
There you go. RideiCats.com. Jeff, we appreciate you, sir. We'll talk to you at 8:15.
All right. Have a great morning.
You too, sir. RideiCats.com. Only a dollar to go to Wegmans. No, wait. No, not yet.
That's not yet. Not until yet. 2026. A dollar to go to Wegmans.
I wonder if we could, well, everybody's heard about the bird.
It's time for the word of the day. What's the word?
Word of the day!
Today's word of the day presented by Merlefest. Merlefest around the corner. April 25th through the 28th at Wilkes Community College. Will you be there?
For some, it's less than a week away.
For some. That's it.
Depends what time zone.
Those who follow the Gregorian calendar.
Yeah, that's right.
Opportunities to win. Right here.
It's going to happen. There's a cue to call that's going to happen. You know how it works. Bill's going to fire that jingle jamble. We'll talk about it in a minute.
That's it. Today's word of the day is pathos.
Pathos?
Pathos.
Oh, I like that word.
It's, pathos.
It's Greek.
It's Greek. It is a Greek word, yeah.
You don't have to give me the national origin on that. It's a noun so I can conjugate. Give me a sentence, Bill.
For those following along at home, we are dealing with a noun that's P-A-T-H-O-S, pathos. Also can be pronounced as pathos.
What about pathos?
You could probably say it like that as well.
What about pat-hose?
Nope.
Okay.
Can't do that one. Martha filled with pathos upon discovering a scrawny, shivering kitten at her door.
Emotion.
Empathy.
Feelings.
Okay.
Full of feelings.
Yeah, you guys are both pretty close. I might even just have...
Sadness.
The definition is an emotion of sympathy.
Sympathy. I said empathy, but I should have said sympathy.
Justin said empathy.
Well, I didn't say empathy. I said feelings.
Justin said emotion. Maybe
feelings
said
and emotions.
Empathy.
Yeah. Pathos. Pathos?
Pathos.
Pathos.
I know that word from... I feel like in like Greek or... When you're reading like Greek literature in school, there's like pathos, and then there's
before.
The other, there's the opposite of that. I can't remember the antonym of it, but yeah, you have to like.
Pathos and pathos.
No, there's another word that's the opposite of that.
Yeah.
You don't care about anybody.
Okay. Well, this one has deep feelings and emotion. Plenty of pathos to go around today as we celebrate Wegmans.
Emotion of sympathy.
There's no Wegmans here yet. There's no Wegmans
right.
in Lake
for
Norman.
For those people, and then for the grocery chains that will die because Wegmans is coming. Because supply and demand, right?
Yeah.
There's only so many grocery stores we can go to in one day. Do people go to multiple grocery stores in a single day?
No, I don't. I used to. Now, when I only had one job, I don't know how else to say it. Yeah. When I had less to do,
yeah.
I did. I would go to multiple stores so that I could get the best deal. So I'd get some at Aldi,
coupon clipping,
some at Publix, not really coupon clipping, some stuff at Walmart.
Does Wegmans have the coupons? You know, because like that's the one advantage I do like of Publix is I don't have to have coupons. I don't have to put in my phone number. I don't have to allow them to track me to get the deals I want, unlike Harris Teeter.
So at Publix, their shtick is like you get the deals. You don't need to be part of our club to get it.
Right.
You can put your phone number in though.
Yeah. And there's additional digital coupons.
Yes. There's a benefit to that though, because you rank up money if you do that, and then you can get
the point system.
You can get $5 towards a sub.
Exclusively.
Yeah, at Publix. A Publix sub. It has to be a Publix sub, not just any sub. But okay. Yeah, you can get $5 like after a certain amount of time. I mean, I probably spend, you know, $1,000 to get my $5. But hey, I'm shopping anyway. So
I can't take it to like Quiznos.
No.
May not be able to take it to Quiznos because I don't know if there's another Quiznos around anymore, to be honest with you.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know about Quiznos.
Last time you've been to Quiznos.
Never.
Never been.
Never.
Merlefest, April 25th through the 28th. So that's next week. Thursday is when it goes down. You will have a chance today to win. What happens is Bill fires that country jam everybody loves. Sing it, Mames.
What is it?
Rock me, mama, like a wagon wheel. That song, in that iteration, in that key, you will hear it.
Is it you singing the song when they're supposed to call? No, not when you sing the song.
Correct.
Okay.
No.
That is not the cue to call.
Yeah, not that right there.
Not just now.
It's the professional version.
Yeah, it'll sound legit.
It sounds like a professional radio station.
It's Oak Grove Medicine Show singing it.
Yes. Yeah. I think.
Yes.
Is it their version?
Yes.
They wrote it.
Correct.
But Darius Rucker made it famous?
No, they made it famous. Darius Rucker did a cover.
Okay. He brought it to the 22nd century.
I'm not going to speak for the 22nd century.
Okay. Didn't know if you wanted to get ahead of the curve.
It's already famous.
Okay.
It's already popular.
But Old Crow Medicine Show isn't the only one playing at Merlefest. There's over 100 artists.
Wow.
12 stages, 4 days, full festival. And WSIC, in addition to the giveaway on air. So if you miss the giveaway chance today on air, when Bill fires the cue to call at whatever point that happens. And
cue
he doesn't
call,
tell me.
Cue to call.
Yeah. He doesn't tell me when he's going to fire it too. You also can win WSIC News LKN Memes on Instagram. Mm-hmm. There's a contest going on, including Greystone Lodge, because you need some good lodging if you're going to go up to Wilkes Community College. Why not stay 30 minutes away in the beautiful town of Boone, North Carolina? Greystone Lodge, you're going to get a free two-night stay if you win that contest. But you got to go to the Instagram to learn about that one.
Yeah. Yes. And so lots of ways to win. Tickets, stay. The Instagram contest ends Monday. So we're going to announce the winner here. We'll draw and announce the winner on Monday.
Oh, on Monday.
Mm-hmm. So okay. You have the rest of this week until Monday at 7:05, 7:06, 10.
And if you're wondering about Greystone Lodge, well, Ben McKeith and general manager of Greystone Lodge will be joining us on Thursday on the show. And so you'll have a chance. You can find out from him what Greystone is all about. That happens at 8:30. If you miss it, don't worry. We clip it. We post it. That way you can find it wherever you watch.
Cue to call. Cue to call. Call
that's
three.
Not it, though, right? Right now?
No.
Okay.
Did you hear it? Did you hear it, Justin? Did you hear it? Did you hear a cue to call?
Is it just playing in your mind? That doesn't count.
Well,
it's okay if you didn't.
It's okay if I did?
Nope. It's okay if you didn't.
Okay. I may have heard something a little bit. Anyway, we'll that's a different conversation for a different day. Carefree Boat Club coming up at 7:30. So there might be some hope for chickens. And what I mean by that is my opportunity potentially to own chickens as pets. So there's a couple in Waxhaw that has been fighting the fight, the good fight, that I have been interested in for quite some time now. If you live in a neighborhood that has a HOA, a homeowners association, mm-hmm. there are likely rules attached as well to that parcel of land upon which you dwell. And most of the time in a neighborhood, there is some type of clause that talks about pets and also other animals you're not allowed to have. For whatever reason in society, we have deemed chickens to be one of the pets that people don't want just roaming about inside of their hood.
That ain't right.
Some of us feel differently about it. And as I do, I knew there would be more. There is a couple in Waxhaw that's fighting the fight and literally fighting a fight because their HOA, when they found out that this couple had chickens, started fining them. $13,000.
Wow.
In fines.
Wow.
Oh, excuse me. No. I apologize. $31,000
in fines. $31,000
in fines? Fine more than $31,000 because of, in these particular restrictions, it talked about no poultry.
Mm-hmm.
But the couple's claiming it is a household pet. This is a household pet.
Does it live
pet
in the house?
So that's the debate. What are the actions similar to other household pets? Now, hey, I will say this. Some people live the outdoor dog life.
Yeah, that was me.
Some people are okay with outdoor dogs.
Sorry, no. Excuse me. Sorry to all dogs.
Yeah, all dogs everywhere. But chickens?
Inside chickens?
So the couple here is saying they didn't eat the animals. They didn't sell their eggs. They weren't trying to make money off them. They weren't commercializing these pets. In fact, they even bathed and blow dried the chickens.
Mm, that's a little extreme.
It is. However, it was necessary. The appeals court has granted their victory.
All right. Way to go.
So now we found a way to have chickens. This household pet. Chickens are now household
them
pets.
And blow dry them.
Per the court of appeals, we're there. That's all we needed. This is it. We're celebrating this weekend. Best place to buy a chicken. Holler at me.
Keep it right here. Justin, Bill, and Mamie will be right back with more Good Morning LKN on 105.9, 100.7 WSIC. Local starts here.
Joan Doniger, Bloomberg Radio.
They're back. More of Justin, Bill, and Mamie now. It's Good Morning LKN from WSIC. Local starts here.
Good morning, okay, at 7:34. Happy Wednesday day to you. The weather has been just outstanding. You even in New York, you got a little bit of good weather.
It's much nicer here though than it was in New York.
It's been
so
80s,
beautiful.
Warm, been getting outside with the kids. You're gearing up probably for lake season right now. You're wondering, okay, how can I get on the lake? I don't want to buy a $50,000, $200,000 boat. I don't want to have to maintain it. You know, two favorite days of a boat owner's life.
Yeah, I know. The day you buy it and the day you sell it.
That's right. And now I'm on my third boat and I'm just a glutton for punishment. But there's another option in the area. If you don't own a boat, but you want to have the experience of the lake, Carefree Boat Club, Ryan Blythe of Carefree Boat Club joins us this morning. Good morning, sir.
Good morning. How are you?
Thank you for coming and hanging out with us on this almost lake day.
Yeah, it's going to be a beautiful day today.
Absolutely. Thanks for having me.
Are people taking boats out in a carefree manner today?
Absolutely.
All year long, can you take a boat out?
You can, yes, all year long.
I'm fascinated by this model. You guys have been here in the Lake Norman area and Lake Wylie now for years. A membership-style boat club, similar to, as you've said, like a golf course kind of membership.
Yes.
Would you say that it's popular here in the area?
Absolutely. It's very popular. Over 75% of our members are previous boat owners. They've been through the trouble. They don't want to deal with it anymore. They want us to deal with it.
And your location on Lake Norman in particular is here at Safe Harbor, I believe, right?
Yes, sir. Kings Point Marina.
Do you have... Oh, shout out to Kings Point. See, I love when people call it Kings Point. That means they've been here for a while.
Yeah.
Is there other locations you guys have? Anything, or is it just here, right here at the Kings Point location on Lake Norman?
Yeah, so we have a semi-private location over at Peninsula Yacht Club as well. It does require you to be a Yacht Club social member. And those are the two locations on Lake Norman.
And then Lake Wylie?
Two locations on Lake Wylie, Santiga Cay and Belmont over at Harbortown Marina.
Solve this for us. Lake Norman versus Lake Wylie. Put it like, you know, Mike Tyson and Jake Paul. Who's going to win?
Lake Norman every time.
Yes.
Oh, wow.
The
oh.
horns. That's horn-worthy right there.
Oh, it was horn-worthy. Sorry. No, that's on me. Wait. See, Bill mutes it because he knows I get a little out of control with it during it. So sorry about that, Ryan. That's our apologies on that. Carefree Boat Club. So people can join and become members. Is it an easy process? Is it complicated? Like, you have to get, like, an interview and, like, the other members got to vote me in? How does that work?
No, super easy. Come see me. I get you signed up. We do on-water training with everybody. So,
training?
Yes. So whether you're experienced or you've never been on the water, we treat everybody the same. Get you out there, unlimited training to make sure you're safe for us, you, and everyone else out on the water with us.
I love that. Lots of people need that.
They do.
Even regular boat owners.
Yeah, just regular boat owners
need the training. For the process of securing a vessel, because now it's a game of numbers, right? You guys have a bunch of boats. There's a bunch of members. Let me give you an example. Not a popular holiday on the lake, 4th of July. Let's just say the least popular day on the entire lake. Is it really hard as a member to get a boat, or do you find your membership, they get the days they want, they just got to compromise maybe on some of the holidays?
Exactly. Yeah, you get what you want. You have 4 reservations you can make at any time. So one person can't go take up all the reservations for the summer. So, it becomes what's more important to you. This weekend or maybe a couple weekends ahead, that's 4th of July. So, it really just depends on what's more important.
I bet like when the 4th of July can be booked, I bet you get calls or like messages like that morning that day opens.
We
up.
Do.
I would imagine.
We have unlimited spur of the moment use. So you can just text the dock and come in, within an hour. And so we get a lot of those text messages leading up on those holidays.
It seems almost like too good to be true. Like if you truly are like a boatie, a yachty or whatever, mm-hmm. you want to get out on the water. Can you talk about some of the pricing for membership? Is that, I can look up some numbers if you need. But or there's different levels. Like, at least give me the different packages, like generally speaking, that people can get.
Yeah. So, you know, you have a one-time enrollment fee to join. That's about $54.99, just depending on when. Maybe we're running a special. We currently are right now. And then
what's the special you're running?
So 24% off that one-time enrollment fee.
Nice.
So we only do that for 10 spaces. So we actually just started it yesterday. So that'll be nice. And then monthly, there's 3 different membership tiers. So basically, you have your premier, all-access, weekends, holidays, weekdays. That's $479 a month. Mm-hmm. The other side of that spectrum, we have weekday only. That's $379 a month. And then we do one in the middle, this weekday plus, that's $429 a month. It's basically weekday only plus 5 weekend reservations per year.
And so if you had, let's say, the premiere and you know, so you can go weekday, weekend, holiday, all that. Is there a limitation on the number of times per month you can use a boat?
There's not. It's unlimited.
All right. What are you doing after the show?
Every day. Like, why would you not do it every day?
Yeah. Start driving a boat to work every day.
Yeah. And we have some members that do. They boat quite a bit.
I would imagine.
If you have the
so.
Time, it's a great way to do it.
How much time do you get to spend on the water?
Not as much as I'd like. Yeah. Always like a little more.
So you are a fan of boats?
Absolutely.
I like that. You got it. I mean, I feel like you should have to
you
be
have
like
to
a,
be.
You have to be like
you
a fan of boats,
be.
Right?
You do.
To work with them every single day.
I mean, so what's the process like when somebody, so I text you or I have my reservation, then what do you do once you get there?
Yeah, so there's an online reservation system. So you can go in and see basically from here 6 months out at any given time in real time. So you can kind of watch those days that are important to you. Put your reservation out. Once the time comes, you show up at the dock. Our dock is staffed, so we're there to help you. Once your party's on the boat ready to go, we untie it, push it off. As you come back in, you let us know you're coming back in. We'll stand out at the slip that you're going to, catch you with the dock poles, pull you back in, tie you back off. You pick up your stuff and on about your day.
So I don't even have to tie the boat off.
That's amazing. I was going to say, it's like, good luck. Yeah. Don't forget to turn it on. Don't forget to turn the boat on.
Exactly.
The tying the boat is worth it just for that. I'm so bad at it.
The docking of it.
Yeah. Oh yeah. Yeah. That's rough.
Do you have those moments when you obviously don't have to give names, but you know, you get the members that show up and you're like, oh gosh, we're going to need this one needs some help. This one hasn't mastered the docking yet or anything like that. You have those members? Do you guys know?
You get a couple. Yeah.
Can I identify them?
We can push them right over to get more training. We do unlimited training. So that if we have them, then we get it.
They get off the boat and you're like, it's time for you to sign up for some of the unlimited training.
That has happened in the past, yes.
What about the types of vessels? You know, I have a pontoon. Everybody loves pontoons on Lake Norman. That's a big, big – but you guys have like fishing boats, center consoles, open bows. Kind of talk about some of the inventory and vessels you've got.
Yeah, so we do a full range. We have a couple sailboats. Then we split about 50-50 from pontoon boats all of our pontoons are tri-tunes with at least 150 horsepower. Some of those have 250 horsepower. If you like to get out and actually travel the lake, you can do so. On the fiberglass side, we do multiples, like surf boats. All of our boats have the wakeboard towers. So you can do water sports off of everything. We do a center console with a trolling motor up here. So we have a little bit of everything. Double deckers with a slide. So
a slide.
Don't get Mames excited. Mm. The water slide.
Yeah, so it's great because, you know, even if you buy a boat, you're stuck with that one particular type of boat. Sure, so maybe you want to go out and try something else the next day or the next day.
What about a catamaran? That'd be cool, right?
Yeah, we don't have one, but you never know.
You never know. I'm just an ideas guy.
Oh, I didn't know you guys had sailboats. That's really cool, too.
We do. And we offer sailboat training.
That's good.
Sailboat training. That'd be fun.
All included in the membership.
Yeah, I know what I'm doing this afternoon.
Sailboat training? Yeah, that's what's on the docket for today? Yeah. It seems. Do you know how to sail?
A little bit. I wouldn't do it by myself.
I have no idea. Yeah. I wouldn't know what to do. Pull the flying jib. That's what I would say.
I don't know. I'm going to find out. I'm going to do some sailboat training today.
Starboard.
I'm going to come in tomorrow with like a hat, the boat shoes, you know, the whole get up. I'm going to have the whole look. What about like lake toys? So you have, you know, kids love to tube or if you want to try wakeboarding, like, do you need to bring your own toys, your own accessories with you, or do you guys offer those as well?
Yeah, so you can. We do offer them as well on a kind of a first come, first serve basis, but we do have a little bit of everything, kind of try it before you buy it if you want to go out and do that stuff. We also do water sports instruction, so that's included. So if you want to learn how to wake
like an
surf,
educational institution.
Wow. Yeah, it really is. And that's one of our big focus points is there's so many people out here boating that just shouldn't be, honestly, until they've gone through a little more training. So we put a lot of focus in them.
Can bring your own tube. I only bring my competition tube with me.
Okay.
Empower Performance Rope. You know, you got to have both of those. We're hanging out with Ryan Blake of Carefree Boat Club, carefreeboats.com. That's where you can go learn plenty of locations. I do want to talk about kind of this whole being able to travel the country to y'all's different locations. As soon as we get back. Coming back, fam.
Keep it right here. Justin, Bill, and Mamie will be right back with more Good Morning LKN on 105.9, 100.7 WSIC. Local starts here. That morning pep talk for Lake Norman, Statesville with Justin, Bill, and Mamie now on 105.9, 100.7 WSIC.
Good morning, LKN. 7:48. Happy Wednesday day to you. I'm ready to get out on the lake, I think.
Yeah, me
I'm
too.
I'm just ready to get out there. If it's another 80-degree day, I don't know what I'm going to do. Ryan Blythe of Carefree Boat Club, carefreeboats.com. You can check out all the information, see all the locations. Boats galore. That's different vessels. Is the center console available right now?
It may be. We'd have to check and look.
But we'd have to look.
You like a center console?
I do.
That's what we had. So that's what Rob and I had was a center console.
Had an open bow. First boat we had was an open bow. We had a jet ski. We had, now I've got a pontoon. Next stage, when the kids get older, I think I would want a center console.
That one goes, they'll go fast.
They'll go fast. So I've got a 95 Crest with a 96 Johnson, 48 horsepower on it right now. Okay. So she's built for comfort, not for speed.
That's right.
But a little speed in the game a little later might be good. I imagine that it varies location to location, which type of vessels. And that's what's unique about this model that I love. Carefree Boat Club is a international, if you would, now, right? Kind of boat club where there's locations all across the United States, Canada, also in the Caribbean, Panama, and the Philippines. So how does it work if, like, I'm traveling? Let's say I'm going to Florida, or I'm going to the West Coast, or I'm going even up north. Maybe I'm reverse Wegmans in the equation, and I'm going to New York instead. How does that work for the members?
Yeah, so you have unlimited access here locally, and then you can use each individual Carefree location outside of your home 3 times per year. There's no fee for it. You just pay for the fuel you use, just like you do locally. And so you just go on to make your reservation. Those reservations don't count towards the reservations you have here locally. As soon as you know you're going somewhere, go in, make it, and you're done.
So make a road trip out of basically going to all the Carefree boat clubs. That's what you could do.
Yeah, and you're saying you pay for the fuel, but you don't have to pump it, do you?
You don't have to pump it.
There you go.
Right. That's right. We'll do that for you.
That's homework.
That's right there.
I'll pull my car up, too.
Yeah.
What about that process, though? If somebody comes back from being out on the lake, let's say it's all day, they're tired. They've eaten the snacks. The sun's beat them down. They're part sleepy for reasons that they're allowed to be, and they're ready to get off, and they just want to walk away. They don't want to have a care in the world right now, Ryan.
Right.
Do you guys enable them to do that?
Absolutely, yeah.
Carefree.
Go on. We take care of all the stress so you don't have to.
That's what it seems like it's about, right? Not having to take care and maintain the boat. You get to literally just show up, have the fun part, and then leave when the fun part's over.
That's it.
I like it.
How big's the crew that you guys have here locally?
We kind of range depending on the season, but we get up in the, there's probably 40 staff total. And they're just coming and going, helping folks with the boats, make sure the boats are always clean, fueled, and ready to go.
So it is a membership program, and there is a deal out right now, at least on the one-time sign-up fee as part of it. The 24% off, I believe, was the deal going on
right now. For the first 10 that sign up, right?
For the first 10 that sign up. Ooh.
Ooh, that's
limited list.
You better get out there.
Do you have a cap on membership in general at each location?
We do. We will not exceed a 10-to-1 ratio. So it's just based on the amount of boats we have at that
number
location.
Number of vessels.
Mm, that's nice.
Just share the time. Mm. Are you about there, you think, on cap? Or are you guys?
We're probably 75-80%.
So there, you're there, yeah.
Yeah, we have some space.
Is there an ebb and flow? Because part of what probably people are paying, right, is on an annualized basis, right? Like in the winter months, right, they're still paying, I would imagine. That's how you kind of balance out the cost of all of it. Are there people that try to, like, come and go? Like, hey, I'm going to drop off now. I'll see you guys in the spring. Some people try that, I would imagine?
There are people that talk about that when they join. And so that's something that we talk about when they come in. So you think about it, just same if you go purchase a boat. You're going to pay those boat payments all 12 months in a year. Yeah, you don't get the months
the engine starts.
Right. That's right. So it's the same concept.
Okay. And then for people that, let's say they're traveling from somewhere else, you know, vacation time, Lake Norman becoming that destination location.
Yes.
If they had, let's say, a membership at another location and now they've moved here, can they transfer their membership here?
So each club is individually owned and operated. So the official answer is that they're not transferable, but the fact that they are individually owned and operated, it's up to that owner how they want to handle that. And
to let it go.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
It's kind of like insurance, you know, when you switch agents.
Yeah.
Process. Carefree probably makes it carefree, though, I would imagine.
We do. Yeah.
Easy as possible. It's here locally.
Just bring them in.
So what's your favorite part about working for Carefree Boat Club? Because you've now done it for a little while. What you think?
You know, making people happy. Yeah, they're excited. They want to take their family out on the water. So that's easy to do for us. And come in and they don't know what they're doing. They've never been boating before. So we kind of take those stresses away. So I always say boating is either the most soul cleansing thing you can do, or it's the most stressful thing in your life. And how you do it is going to dictate which one of those you get.
Docking is the most stressful thing I've ever done in my life.
Yes. Well, Mamie was asking before, and I don't know, you weren't asking for yourself probably. I'm not saying that Mamie needs one or not, but captaining, like the concept of having a captain, mm-hmm. like available, do you guys have any of that?
On special occasions, we can offer such a thing. We can connect you with some folks that we are affiliated with.
One aspect that I don't know if I actually don't know the answer, but like 4th of July, right? Like that's an event that's happening at night. Do you guys have rules on that kind of stuff too? Like as far as the time of day people can take a boat out?
Yeah. So the boats need to be back in by 8 p.m. or sunset, whichever comes first. Mm. So I'd say that's one of the downs. If you like to be out at night, then you need to own a boat. But if you're fun in the sun type folks,
daytime.
Then, yeah. The club's the way to go.
Now, I don't recommend just anyone just getting on a boat and driving at night for the first time without being with someone that has driven.
Please don't.
Yeah. Hence why you guys probably don't want people out there at night. It's a little bit different of it. It's not like the regular road of driving. What about people bringing like their own food, that kind of stuff? That's not a problem at all? Any issues with that?
No problem at all. Bring whatever the capacity of the boat will hold. You're welcome to bring it. Bring your dogs. You know,
pets.
If you want to bring the pets with you, we love dogs. As long as they're not tearing anything up, they're good to go. So.
Do any of the boats have like a grill on them or anything like that?
Nothing. I don't think any of them have a grill that I can think of.
Okay. What's the coolest vessel you think in the fleet that you guys have?
I'd say, you know, the double-decker pontoons with the slides on the back, they're a big hit.
The water slide.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Especially, my kids love them.
Yeah, I can see the kids getting out on them, you know, spending some time on the water. I'd probably get a little date and meet.
Free babysitting, right? Sit back, eat your pub sub or your Wegman sub or whatever sub you're getting in.
How does the training work? Because Lake Norman, if practically you go out, there's a lot of spots where people, maybe they like to anchor. Or some people like to beach, right? They like to pull the boat up on the beach and get it up there. You had a boat get stuck out there yet and have to go get it?
Yes, we have. You know, and so we try to tell folks to not beach a boat, but just, you know, if you want to go there, get close, anchor out, and then that way you're not going to get stuck, not going to tear the boat up.
I'm making Brian a little bit nervous with my questions, right? I'm hitting him with all the things that he doesn't want people to do.
That's great.
But let's address it now, right?
Yeah, so then right. Let's let the people there. Know what they can do.
I'll take care of the onboarding of the membership from now on, right? Let's do this. We're going to sit down together. And so are anchors available on each of the boats? Like, do they all come mounted with one?
Is they that do.
The
right?
That's, I don't know that's what. Yeah, don't look at me. He knows.
Yes, there's an anchor in every boat, and sometimes people ask for two, so we'll put an additional anchor on so you can kind of flatline straight across.
Two anchors.
Yeah.
What's up with life jackets?
That's what I was going to ask. Yeah, life jackets.
All the boats have like your safety vest on them.
What are those?
That's like your square little box.
Just kidding. That was
okay. And then we do also offer like a sport vest, so we have boxes of those. You guys want to grab them, and if you're going to do water sports or bringing kids that are going to do that, then we have all that covered as well.
Do you have a lot of people like trying to like wake skate? Do you have boats that can wake skate? Do you see this a lot now?
I know they can wake surf, but I'm not sure.
Maybe wake surf is interchangeable. It might be an interchangeable term.
Yes, I know that term.
And we do, yes.
Okay. Because that seems like a popular thing that people try. I can never do it. Right? Like, I don't think I could ever balance and find all that stuff. Are you into the water sports stuff?
No, I just pull my kids.
Just tubing? Is that still would you say, most popular thing?
Probably. It's the easiest to get started.
The kids love it.
Yeah,
the kids can do it all day. Yeah.
It's easy to do. Wake surfing is huge as well. But really everything, you know, you don't see many people ski anymore, but that's about it.
Yeah. My one activity I did as a kid that my body is probably not happy with me on, knee boarding.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Did a lot of knee boarding as a kid. These days.
No, not going to do it.
Just not even going to try.
Yeah. Do you guys have like, you said you have like wakeboards that people can use. You have the tubes. Is there any other sort of those like floats and things like that that you can get?
We just do like the wakeboards, wake surfboards, tubes, knee boards.
People still do
skis.
It.
Skis. Yeah, so it's
you
all.
You have skis, yeah.
We do. We have a little bit of everything.
It's carefree.
It is carefree.
It's to the fullest extent. It's like, is there anything you guys don't do?
No, not that I can think. I'm sure there's a long list, but not
come
that
out,
I can think
make
of.
Maybe a sandwich on the boat.
Have you seen snack barge out and about on the lake at all? The snack barge?
I haven't.
We need them more down here on the south side. That's what we need. See, he's used to being up on the north side.
Yeah, yeah. They're up in Mooresville, yeah.
Trying to get him here at Kings Point and Safe Harbor a little bit more. See, there's life down here on the south side. Like, favorite part of the lake, what do you think?
State Park.
State Park?
Yeah.
Oh, that's a drive.
Yeah. I live in Mooresville, so it's been up there for years.
On the water near the state park, that's your favorite?
Yes.
You're not one of these tubes in the main channel, right? You're not taking your kids tubing in the middle of the main channel?
Not at all.
What do you, no. Ryan, you wanted to say something to those people that tube in the main channel. What did you want to say to those folks?
Stop doing it.
Just don't.
A Saturday in the main channel is like you're taking your life into your own hands out there. It is wild.
Well, that's why like 4th of July, I don't even go out until at least 7 p.m. There's just no reason to before that, right? Or Memorial Day or Labor Day, the major holidays.
Yeah, you'll
just
find me out in the lake just floating on a float. Like I'm not getting a boat.
The best time is 10 o'clock on Tuesday. That's the best time to go out on the water, crystal clear, glass like. Ryan, thanks for coming. Thanks for hanging out.
Absolutely. Thanks for having me.
Carefree Boat Club, carefreeboats.com, national membership. You can ride a boat anywhere you want because you got a cool club that makes it carefree.
Boats.
Want to talk with Justin, Bill, or Mamie? Give them a call now at 844-STUDIO-4. It's Good Morning LKN on WSIC.
Good Morning LKN, 8:06. Happy Wednesday day to you. Beautiful looking weather out there for the day, I think. Well, it kind of was drizzling this morning. Is it supposed to rain for the day?
Better not.
Miss Chase Myers read the report. I should have listened to that there. Because weather comes every quarter hour here.
Boats.
Ryan Blythe of Carefree Boat Club joining us, carefreeboats.com earlier. If you missed that, we'll clip it. We'll post it on social. You know how it works. Follow WSIC News LKN Memes on Instagram. And maybe you're looking for a boat membership. Maybe you don't want to deal with the hassle of owning and maintaining and dealing with and all that. You just want to be able to make a phone call, walk on the boat, have fun, step off the boat, and have a carefree life.
Boats?
Carefree Boat Club makes that happen for you.
Yeah.
Same thing that everyone thought Amazon was doing. With this whole, I hadn't been to one of these. Probably closest thing we've got is Whole Foods. But Amazon Fresh.
Yes.
And just walking out of the store.
Yes. So they have one of these in the Charlotte airport, I saw.
Oh.
Yeah. I had not seen one in person. But you go in and the idea is like AI is tracking what you're getting. So you scan your card, you go in, you get whatever you want, and then you walk out.
Take it.
Yes. But it turns out it wasn't AI.
But you have to pay for it. Like, it's paying for it. It's just, like, watching you, like, type thing. And it knows
right.
what items
like you've
got. Like,
you scan your card first.
Yeah.
So that they know, you know, they have a card.
Unlimited budget.
Yes. Yes. And then
charge me for anything.
And then you just pick up what you want and you leave. So you're not checking out. Right?
I'm out of here.
You're not doing a checkout. But it turns out that it was not AI. It was about 1,000 people in India that are just watching cameras and quickly typing up what everybody's getting.
That was the AI.
That's the AI. Yes. It was people in India, 1,000 people in India. So thoughts on that?
Does that make, well, are they AI?
Careful.
Thank you, Bill.
I'm just. Okay, so there's no AI technology. That's basically the summation of the story. AI is dead.
In general, like whenever I type into ChatGPT, is it just a bunch of offshore people like just typing coming back really, right really fast? Really fast typers. Like rewrite this email for me and they're like, ah, she's asking me again.
Pull the answer. Go back to, no. Use the one you used before. Glitch, glitch, glitch. Yeah. There it goes.
Yeah. That's why I get the, like, I don't know what you're talking about sometimes answer from ChatGPT.
Why couldn't they just say, hey, our staff is remote? Like, why can't they just say that?
I don't know why they said it was AI that was doing it when it's really just actual people.
And did they say it knowing, like, from the beginning? Or was it that they had, like, the AI and, like, it's not really working like we hoped it would, but we can't close the stores, so let's, you know, make a workaround while we continue to flush out the technology?
Possible.
I'm trying to give them the benefit of the doubt.
Right.
I don't need to hate on Jeff Bezos. Doesn't matter. He's got all the money in the world.
Yeah.
So
originally the idea was for AI to do it.
Okay.
But once they like launched it, they realized that it was missing some of the products. So people were
losing money.
They were losing money. So that's when I think the initial concept was for AI. It wasn't just like we're going to trick everybody, but then they were losing money from those things. And so that's when they started using offshore cashiers instead of AI.
You would think that they would have, you know, a couple of soft openings could have, you know, solved that.
Well, they have enough money. They could have created in one of their warehouses, like for employees and just try it. You know what I mean? Like it didn't have to be all public. Right. Like they have the money. They could have simulated this.
Correct.
Like, hey, you had this concept team, go try it, build a little space. We'll put some screens
up. Flip the script, had AI go and pick up all the things around the store that we needed, mm-hmm. and then humans check out the AI.
Mm. I would love if AI could just grocery shop for me.
Right.
I mean, that's why I do the pickup.
Well, but Bill's not AI, that you should grocery shop for the AI.
No. No. Mamie downloads a little list into the computer, into her little robot, puts in the quarter. Her little robot goes in and
the quarter,
does all
you
gotta
the connect it back.
Does all the shopping for her.
Yeah.
And then a human checks out the artificial or the robot.
So we only like have normal. Checkout people.
Only
checkout people.
Humans, right? Old school.
Don't even really need like displays then, right? Like it could be more true warehouse style.
Yeah.
You don't have to have fancy decor and displays. Don't even have to really get out of the car.
And it doesn't matter where that produce is. Since
you
get super nervous about produce.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But the thing about, okay, so when you do the like Instacart, or like any type of grocery pickup,
mm-hmm.
and people are getting, you do have to be cautious on the because, you know.
I feel like that's almost, I haven't done the shopping pickup.
The produce is the key. Produce and meat. Those are the two key things.
Do they not like cater to those, right?
It just
they're
going to
like make sure they're going to get you good ones.
It really depends on how busy they are and who's doing it and how much they care about what kind of produce you get at your house.
Because you've seen some of these people through the grocery that are doing the Instacart.
I mean, they're making minimum wage. You know, they're not.
They're some people. Some of them aren't happy.
They're also not coming over to my house to eat later. So they, you know, sometimes it's great. And I will say of all of them, Aldi's probably the best experience I've had with the grocery pickup. But there's some things that I just won't. Produce and meat are the two things that I won't do because I've been burned too many times. But
I almost think, though, I would be good. I would enjoy the Instacart thing, like being one, like having that job, because I do like investigating the grocery store and like where random things are at. Like, where do they keep the kumquats at? You know what I mean? Like, where do they leave those at in the grocery?
Couldn't tell you.
Produce.
It's produce. But there's, what about the marmalade? Well, fun fact, that's on the jelly aisle.
Ah, yeah.
So there's a
because
lot of
it's
that.
Jelly.
But if you have 15 pickup orders, you're not investigating that stuff. You're just throwing it in the cart.
Oh, he wants four avocados?
Right. Push, push, right. Push, oh, avocados push. Are a hard one, too. I pick my own bad avocados.
See, and because you can't put in the description, well, I'm planning on eating two of these on Friday,
right,
two more on Sunday.
I mean, you can, but they don't care.
Well, and you can't. They don't even have a description thing, I don't think,
they
like
do.
That.
You can put notes in about what you're getting.
Well, you can do substitutions. That's
you
one of the things,
you can do the substitutions.
Too.
You can also put notes.
Sometimes. Here's my other issue with the ordering online, and this getting away from Amazon, but the price difference. So when you order through Instacart, you're not necessarily getting the same price that's in store.
Right.
It's not real-time update on the price. Who gets the difference? Instacart or the grocery?
I think Instacart's making that money.
The politicians.
The man.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Well, technically, yeah, because the price went up, so then the sales tax is higher, and then you're paying more sales tax than you have to pay. Where's my refund?
The politicians.
Who's calculating
that?
Can
I add that to my taxes next year?
Where's the AI for that? Yeah. That's what we need. All right, so Amazon,
not
they
using,
didn't have to lie. They didn't have to.
People don't have to lie.
You don't have. It's, to me, it would have made no difference, one, because I don't even think they have one of these here. But two, who cares? Hey, the AI technology isn't working the same, but we hired people. They're watching. Just heads up. You still can just walk out. Your experience.
Double check your receipt.
Yeah.
Boom.
Yeah. Your experience is no different. In fact, you're probably going to get a little bit better deal every once in a while because they're going to miss something.
Yeah.
Right.
So let's be happy. Yeah. But no, we got to keep face.
There's some illusionists out there that are making an absolute killing on this stuff, though, right? If you were good at magic, you could be like, oh, I have some. No, I don't. You know what
a little
I mean?
Sleight of hand.
Yeah, exactly.
This was the
fresh.
Off-brand right. When really it's the name brand.
That's Jif.
You do Jif? Or a Peter Pan guy?
I'm not a Peter Pan guy.
Not into it?
Just never grew up on it.
You know which is the best peanut butter? That Cottle Creek Farms.
Oh, yeah.
That Cottle Creek Farms.
What?
Yeah.
I've not had that.
Cottle Creek's been in, I think they were on Bill Russell's show.
Was it Bill Russell's show?
We'll find out.
It may have been.
I think it was Bill Russell's show. We're going to talk to Bill Russell after a look at traffic. And at some point, we're giving away tickets.
Cuticle.
I don't know anything about it. Merlefest tickets. Giving them away at some point today. You can win them.
Boats.
You should really stick around to hear what the crazy gang of three have to say next. Good morning, LKN on WSIC. Now, back to more of Good Morning LKN with Justin, Bill, and Mamie on 105.9, 100.7 WSIC.
Good morning, LKN. 8:18. Happy Wednesday Day. RideiCats.com, alternative transportation, $3 each day, each way to commute from Iredell County down to the city of Charlotte. You do it in the HOV lane, and you cruise with Jif. Jif, good morning. How are things looking now in the 8 o'clock hour? Jif, or is this Bill Russell? Which one's on the phone right now? Jif, you there?
I don't know.
So here's the funny thing that just happened. So one of them is supposed to be on the phone right now. Jif, if you're out there, I can't hear you, my brother. If it's Bill Russell that Bill accidentally put through Bill Russell's line. Also, good morning, Bill. Either way, the funny part is Bill went to the bathroom. So I'm sitting now here in the studio talking over the bed, and Bill went to the bathroom. So we have to wait for him to get back. And there's absolutely no traffic.
Well, can you?
Yeah,
Justin, can you
there he is. There Bill, he is. How you doing?
Well, I'm doing good. I could actually hear Jeff fixing to give his traffic report. Let me give you the traffic report. Going down Sefton Road, you're going down country roads. It's all dusty and dirty, pretty nasty, gnarly. You don't want to be on Sefton Road today because it will really dirty your car.
Yeah, that is very true. Good to know there. Hey, Bill's back. Hey, so we got Bill on, not Jeff on the phone. Jeff's calling again. Bill, we'll do the old switcheroo here. Let's do this. Let me get the traffic report from Jeff, and then we'll talk about Lake Norman Chamber of Commerce. I'm going to, is it SEG Systems today?
I don't know if it's called SEG or SEG, but okay. We got that at 1 o'clock.
All right, I'm looking forward to that. All right, let's get it. Let's get a look. Wait, let me reset the room. Hold on 1 second. RideiCats.com, alternative transportation, $3 each day, each way to commute from Iredell down to the city of Charlotte. You do it with Jeff. Jeff, good morning. How are things at this 8 o'clock hour?
Good morning. There's an accident report in Charlotte, 77 southbound, mile marker 11.4. That's slowing traffic in downtown Charlotte. As far as 77 southbound from about Langtree, exit 31, down across Lake Norman, it was heavy congestion, stop and go. Also around exit 25 and 23 southbound, there was stop and go traffic. Northbound from about 485 up through Huntersville, heavy congestion there, so be careful. Secondary road, Statesville, Mooresville, I've not heard of any issues, but if you're on 77, be aware there's going to be some slowdowns.
Be aware because there's an accident, 77 southbound, mile marker 11, as you're entering into the city of Charlotte. How you get around it? You cruise with iCats because it's $3, and you get to ride in the HOV lane with Jeff. Jeff, real quick before we let you go, Wegmans obviously coming. We've talked about Publix, Hershey, right? All the different options. So Amazon's whole, like, just go in, get what you want and leave. And then they kind of let people or AI or technology, whatever, you know, scan all your items so you know how to check out. Would that be a better grocery experience, you think, just to be able to walk out without having to do the whole checkout thing?
I don't trust AI. So you might be paying for somebody else's groceries or something, or something could be screwed up. So I'd rather make sure that I either have a cashier or do self-checkout.
Fair point. Jeff with the wisdom. Always appreciate it.
Always. Jeff, Thanks, Jeff.
We appreciate you, sir. We'll talk to you tomorrow.
All right. Mamie, did you get to go to a Broadway show?
I went to two.
You did?
I did.
Oh, awesome.
Two. Saw The Notebook and I saw Great Gatsby. Fantastic shows, both of them.
Great. Glad you had a great time. Y'all have a great day.
Thanks, Jeff.
You too, Jeff. Jeff knew to ask that question. Why didn't I know to ask you if you went to Broadway? I didn't know you were going to Broadway shows while you were
if
there.
If I'm in New York, I'm seeing a Broadway show.
I thought you were working.
I did that too, but I just pop out
to
see a show.
No, you can do whatever you want. Thanks. I just feel bad now that Jeff knew to ask. Bill Russell, president of Lake Norman Chamber. Have I now failed, Bill, by not asking Mamie about her whole weekend and everything that she did during her time in New York City?
You can't keep up with the employees. You don't know where Bill is. You don't know where Mamie went. I mean, I don't know what to say, Justin.
I'm failing today, Bill. I'm failing. SEG Systems, as Bill and I briefly spoke about, grand opening today in Huntersville. My understanding, Bill, from the information I've seen, so if you go to a store like Target, let's say, and the end cap of Target, there's the big light-up displays. That's the kind of stuff that SEG Systems manufactures. Is that right?
Manufacturing displays, light boards, that kind of thing. Yeah, absolutely.
Does that seem fitting for a town like Huntersville now? That just seems like a different kind of business that we're not used to seeing around here.
Hey, like, it's Broadway, man. It's just like Mamie, just it's Broadway. We're on display.
That's
Lake Norman is always on display.
I think it shows the versatility that's happening.
The spotlight is on the lake, Justin. That's the
That's very true. A lot of industrial growth we are seeing, and that could be, you know, flex space, multi-purpose, shipping and receiving, manufacturing. Is that going to continue, do you think, for years to come for the Lake Norman area?
You know, this is what we were in 2000. We as a Chamber of Commerce went to the towns of Cornelius, Davis, and Huntersville. We talked about
bringing primary jobs to North Mecklenburg, because at the time, literally the old Charlotte Chamber of Commerce was bringing jobs here, but they were bringing them to South Mecklenburg. They were going to Arrowwood Boulevard. They were going, you lived here, you know that. Mm-hmm. And we wanted to bring jobs where the people lived, so we didn't have to get on 77. And we created the Lake Norman Economic Development Corporation. And now they're hitting home runs. They're bringing jobs here. They're bringing corporations here. They're expanding existing companies, you know, whether it's Trane or Ingersoll Rand or Rubbermaid or Lowe's. You know, sometimes it's not about bringing new companies here. It's about helping the ones that are here grow. And so we're seeing that. So Ryan McDaniels and his team at the EDC doing a great job.
It's quite remarkable, the fact that a place like Huntersville would get, you know, these type of business, because to your point, Bill, it is all about jobs. I am a firm believer that jobs are really what drive the local economy. How important is that for small business owners throughout the Lake Norman region?
Well, it is. But I mean, if you think about it, you know, you're the second largest financial district in the country. We've got Charlotte International Airport. We have the Four Seasons. We have everything. We have the quality workforce that these companies are looking for, which is why they're coming here in the first place. But then, yes, you've got to have the small businesses that are taking care of the services and the needs and the retail of the employee base that those jobs or those companies are going to have. So, yeah, it's a hand in glove. And we're coming up, by the way, on Small Business Week. I mean, we take 1 week a year, but we should be celebrating small businesses 365 days instead of just 1 week. But we're coming up on that April 29th through May 4th. And so that's coming up just a couple of weeks from now.
And May 1st, WSSC, we will have the special broadcast, the 2024 Small Business Event. Been going on a lot longer than I've been here, Bill. What is it, 11th year you and Joe Vagnone putting on this event?
It really has grown dramatically. I mean, Joe Vagnone said, hey, I want to have a little luncheon at the Peninsula with Wayne Beidleman and bring a couple of speakers and maybe sort of like an Hours of Power, you know, the Hours of Power that came on TV. But let's do like an hour and a half of three or four heavy hitters to inspire small businesses. And gosh, it's grown. And a lot of that became because of COVID that prevented us from meeting. And we said, okay, how are we going to pull off an event where we can't meet? We said, WSIC. And that turned out to be the best thing we could have ever done, because it really, instead of having 150, 200 people at an event, now you reach thousands of people. So thank you, WSIC, for your partnership.
I wish I could take any credit for that whatsoever, but I can't. It was actually last year, whenever I got into this venture, this was the very first event for WSIC. And so I get thrown in a random room from 6 to 9 p.m. with Joe Vagnone, Bill Russell, and like 10 other business leaders around the Lake Norman community. That was my very first event with WSIC. So
that's like a dream day.
Coming up on
Maybe
the 1 year.
I'll tell you how novel it was. We literally... And I've got it here. We had the banner that we put station owner Justin Gazeppi's. It wasn't approved yet, so we had to go cover that up.
FCC didn't approve it yet, and I said, "Hey, sorry guys, got to call an audible right now, real quick." But no, it worked out. So really looking forward to it. May 1st, 6 to 9 p.m. The 2024 Small Business Event. You'll start seeing the postings of who the speakers are coming up in the next few days. And so you're going to be able to watch it, listen live, but also on demand. We're going to take the deep dive, right? Joe and Bill are going to take the deep dive in with these small businesses and other leaders around the community. There's just so much to celebrate and be grateful for. One of those things that we enjoy every week, Town Talk. Bill Russell's show airs every Wednesday from 4 to 5 p.m. What's on tap for the show today, Bill?
Huge event this weekend. We have the Rural Hill Games coming back, the Highland Games at Rural Hill, historic Rural Hill. So we're going to concentrate on that because that's Friday, Saturday, Sunday. We have Bob McIntosh. He is the board chair for the Rural Hill. Stacy Phillips, former commissioner for the town of Huntersville. She is the interim executive director. And then David Keith, who is one of my past board chairs of the chamber, but he is Clan Keith, and he is a zealot when it comes to his Scottish heritage, and he always has his family and friends out, and we're going to have him talk about his perspective, but just as somebody who has attended it year in, year out, and why it's so important to him.
Is Bob McIntosh going to wear the kilt today when he comes in, do you know?
you know, that was a question that David said. He sent me a text saying, "Hey, is Bob wearing his kilt?"
Yeah, David told me he has the kilt.
Oh, they should duel. They should do it together. They should do the double kilt. That would be good.
Well, I have one too, but the thing is, if I showed up at SEG today and I'm in a kilt, they would probably look at me like, "What's going on with this guy?"
I would support that.
They'd never forget you, though.
I would introduce you, Bill. That's what I would do for sure. Bill Russell, president.
And Amy, I
go ahead, sir.
I got the whitest legs in Lake Norman.
Bill Russell, president of the Lake Norman Jay Bird Commerce, also host of Town Talk, airs every Wednesday, 4 to 5 p.m. Catch the show live. See what's going on. A lot of shenanigans, especially on the digital side, you know, because Bill and the team, they stay during break on the live video, so things get a little wild. And if you miss the show, you can catch it on demand, WSIC News, all the socials, and the WSIC News app. Bill Russell, we appreciate you, sir. Looking forward to the show. See you this afternoon.
Thank you, buddy. We'll see you.
Stay where you are. There's more Good Morning LKN with Justin, Bill, and Mamie on the way from 105.9 100.7 WSIC. Local starts here. Give us a call now at 844-STUDIO-4. It's Good Morning LKN on 105.9 100.7 WSIC.
Good morning, LKN. 8:33. Happy Wednesday. Oh, that was weird just to say the regular word there for a second. Wednesday.
How do you usually say it? Wednesday.
Wednesday.
How you spell it. That's how I always say it in my head.
That is how you spell it. That's exactly how you spell it. It's actually spot on to how you spell it. Shout out to Bill Russell, president of Lake Norman Chamber of Commerce, wearing a kilt today, possibly, for his show, along with... Bob McIntosh, David Keith, maybe Stacey Phillips even too. The whole gang wearing kilts.
Better watch it on the socials.
Do ladies have kilts?
I don't know how that
works.
Or
is it just dresses then at that point?
I'm not sure what the formal wear for women. Yeah.
Well, Rule Hill, it's like the Highland Games and all. Like Bob McIntosh is Scottish. I think he's Scottish. He's really deep into it. Like he's like 10 family clans deep.
Yeah, David's the same. Yeah.
Yeah, they're like really into this stuff. And so it's a cool thing too. If you've never been to the Highland Games, you definitely want to check it out. And check out Bill Russell's show. I think there may or may not be a potential discount code coming, maybe kind of sort of. If you watch the show, you'll get it to where if you want to go to the Highland Games and you don't want to pay full price, well, there's an advantage to hanging out with us. There it is, the cue to call. Right there, you want a chance to go to see Merlefest. Be caller 3. You call in, you chat with Bill, 844-STUDIO-4, 844-788-3464. Phone's already ringing, 844-788-3464. Be caller 3, you win a pair of tickets to general day, general admission, any day passes to Merlefest. Again, Merlefest starts next week. Thursday.
Yeah, really soon.
Tomorrow, I'll be saying Merlefest is 1 week away.
Oh, wow.
That's how close
so
it is.
So close.
And so you can go see Old Crow Medicine Show, or maybe you want to see Turnpike Troubadours. Maybe you want to see Sam Bush or any of the other 100 artists that will be
there. Like, that's not us exaggerating. There are literally 100 artists, 12 stages.
I haven't even said all the names of the artists, and it's been
months. We've been talking about it since January. We still can't get through them all.
That's how many, 12 different stages. So caller 3 all week long. And if you don't win today, you will have your chance still the rest of the week, your chance to win tickets, and WSIC News LKN memes on Instagram. You can register, play, whatever, in the contest we've got going on. That one online. The digital giveaway includes a 2-night stay at Greystone Lodge.
And the grand prize winner gets all the days passes. You get to test. I can't remember what the term is for it, but yeah, you get to go to every single day of it.
All the days.
All the days.
All the days. All the days going on here. And sorry, I'm just staring at Bill awkwardly for a second there. Project got approved the other night, I believe. I think.
Joe Bruno said so.
And he's reporting on Corntown. Congratulations to the Salzmans and their upcoming, the Serve Pickleball and Kitchen. So this is a crazy concept. Indoor pickleball, taking the world by storm. Taking it by storm. I've still yet to play.
You still haven't played pickleball.
Not in an official capacity.
You have played, though. You've held a pickleball paddle in your hand.
And I've hit the pickleball. Volleyed.
I don't know what the term is, but you've
spiked,
gone.
Spiked, yeah. Face smashed.
I don't know. Definitely. There's probably a pickle term for it. There's
always a pickle
term.
I have not, but really excited for this business coming in, the Serve Pickleball and Kitchen. Cool concept. The Salzmans have been on a couple of different shows here talking about this project and really their philanthropy in the community and the wonderful things that they do.
Mm-hmm.
But it's going to also have like some of the top golf kind of bays going on, a restaurant, pickleball, pretty cool concept, unique, no doubt. And it's coming to Corntown. And
very
so for the Lake Norman
for this
area,
that's going to bring a lot of people up here, I think.
It is. It's going to bring even more people to come check it out and see, which is going to then support the other businesses in the community. And that's how it works. It's a triple down.
Hey, thanks
effect.
To Joe Bruno for spreading the good news about what's going on in Corntown.
When I need my news, I just go to Joe Bruno.
You do.
No, Joe does good work.
He does a great job.
WCNC? I can't
even. No, he's at WSOC.
WSOC. Mm-hmm. There you go. Do you know Joe?
Yes, we work together.
Oh, see, there you go.
Yeah.
I've only seen him on Twitter. His Twitter game is strong.
Yeah, he does great on Twitter. He's very nice, down to earth.
It's like he's in 20 places at once.
I don't know how he keeps up with it all.
I don't know either. But the Serve Pickleball and Kitchen, as far as I know, it got approved the other night. I wasn't at the meeting, but everything I've seen indicates
I'm excited about it.
This thing's ready to rock and roll.
I'm excited. So. And I will say, I've heard about the restaurant is going to be top notch.
You think so?
I can guarantee it will be.
You can guarantee it.
Yes.
You're telling people you guarantee that the restaurant is going to be good.
It's going to be great.
Okay.
It's going to be great.
I'm going to believe you.
Yes.
Bill introduced me to a concept yesterday. Have you ever heard of the Mandela effect?
Yes.
I had never heard of this
You've
before.
Never heard of the Mandela
never
effect?
Never heard of the Mandela effect what? Before yesterday.
Yes. It's like whenever you remember something in one way, but that's not how it was in real life. The Berenstain Bears, I think, is one
that's
of the
one
examples.
Of them.
I can't remember. I can't remember any of the others. I remember seeing that one.
After the show yesterday, Bill pulls up a website that goes through like all the different ones. Mm. Berenstain Bears was definitely
Is that
one.
On there?
Looney Tunes. How do you spell tunes?
T-O-O-N-S?
Nope.
No, T-U-N-S.
T-U-N-E-S.
Ah, yes. Yeah, I didn't
So there's
know
a few things.
Either.
So last night, I'm like, okay, they obviously were listening to the show because we were talking about the Mandela Effect, and I felt like it came across my timeline. So the Mandela Effect... I had a post, six-time All-Star forward Blake Griffin has officially announced his retirement from the NBA after 14 years. I thought he already retired. I don't even remember Blake Griffin playing in the past 12
Never heard
12
of him
years.
Before. You never even, never heard, even heard of his name.
That's definitely the Mandela
That's
effect.
That's the Mandela
right
effect? I didn't even know who he is.
And then it happened again. And then later on in my timeline, like, wait a second, I know this is happening. Red Lobster reportedly considering filing bankruptcy. I thought they already had.
No, I didn't know about that either.
I'm pretty sure Red Lobster has filed bankruptcy at some point. Like Toys R Us.
Toys R Us bankrupt, right? Are they coming back?
Fair question.
I don't know.
Is coffee bad for you today or is it good for you today?
I don't know.
I don't even go to this school. So there we go. Cue to call. How'd it go?
Awesome.
Okay. Somebody win?
Absolutely. Mr. Steve McDaniels. He is our
Steve
winner today.
Steve McDaniel.
Yeah, all the way up in Harmony. Shout out Harmony.
Ooh, Harmony. That's a good place.
That's a great
place. That's it. That's it.
Do you have to ride his horse to get there?
That's Love Valley.
Oh, Love Valley.
You got to go to Love Valley if you want to ride horses around town.
Okay.
Yes.
But Harmony, they probably got horses in Harmony too.
Definitely.
I think Harmony is where they have that, like, is that in the Troutman area, Harmony?
Harmony is more north.
North.
King of the North.
They got a Wegmans up there? That
could.
North?
I did say north. Yesterday, Statesville could get a Wegmans. Don't put it past yourself. Or Trader Joe's, both of which I would accept.
Congrats to Steve.
Steve McDaniel?
Yes, for the other...
Was that a capital D or regular D?
Capital, so the okay. Mick.
Yeah, Daniels. The Mick. Part of the Mick family.
Yes, so you can call in next show. Home ad show coming up 9 to 11. Listen for that same jingle.
Oh, that's right. They're giving away tickets on home ad too.
As well as tomorrow and the rest of the week here on Good Morning LKN as well as home ad. So just listen for that cue to call. And win you some tickets like Steve. And Steve was fired up, man.
Was he?
Yeah.
Did he say which artist he's interested in?
I did not
ask.
I did not ask due to the flurry of calls.
Sure.
But yeah. I know he's excited.
Okay, we'll check in with Patrick Reynolds just before 9 o'clock, the home ad show, 9 to 11, Monday through Friday. Were we still on Mandela Effect there for a brief moment? What else did you...
Were you talking Mandela Effect.
Because I said that you brought it up yesterday. I had never heard of it before. Mames knows of it.
Yes.
Yeah.
And she brought up the Berenstain Bears one.
Yes.
The other one is Fruit Loops that I remember.
Yes.
That was one of the ones.
So Fruit Loops is not F-U. It's not spelled like fruit. F-R-U-I. Sorry. F-R-U-I-T. It's not fruit like the like fruit. It's a F-R-O-O-T. Yeah.
Like fruit.
Yeah.
And do you know another one is Looney Tunes, right? Yes. Do you remember Looney Tunes? L-O-O.
Remind me of that one.
N-E-Y.
Okay.
T. I remember it as T-O-O.
Oh.
But it's tunes like
but
a
it's tunes
song.
Like music
it's T-U-N-E-S.
Yeah, I didn't remember that. Yes. I didn't remember that one either. Yeah. So.
And then do you know who Pikachu is?
I mean, now I do. But are you going to ask me what Pikachu looks like or
yeah,
how you spell the name?
You, did he have this particular marking on his tail?
No clue.
Or not,
yes.
If you'd remember that.
Because I remember him having a black tip at the tail.
Right.
And apparently he did not.
But it's not just things that you remember, right? This is like the masses.
Yes,
massive people would agree with you.
Correct.
So in rehashing, you know, 146 seconds ago, two things I found on my timeline last night, Bill, that were Mandela Effect. After we talked about it, they're obviously following us around. Six-time All-Star forward Blake Griffin has officially announced his retirement. Thought he already did. Forgot he was in the NBA.
Right.
Thought he already retired.
Man, prime Blake Griffith, yeah, he had to be there.
Right.
That was
like
beast.
The first couple of seasons, right? Like it was.
He was throwing down.
Right. Like the dude, who was the big guy from Duke that everybody thought was going to, and he got hurt?
No? Kyle Filipowski?
No. Years before that. Or who was the guy? Who was the most
Christian Laettner
right now?
No. Who was the big guy within the past couple of years?
Zion.
That's the one.
Yeah, he threw
How's
down
he
like
doing?
Zion.
How's
Zion's
he
crushing.
Is he
I think
still
he's
in?
Got. I think he's in action tonight.
Oh,
NBA playing game, or maybe it was last night.
He had some off the court stuff. Red Lobster is reportedly considering filing bankruptcy. Again, another Mandela effect. Thought that it already had happened in the past.
There's a giant Red Lobster in Times Square.
There is. They do not let you use the bathroom down there.
No, they don't.
You
no,
went in
don't.
To go only to the bathroom.
I mean, when you're in Times Square and you like leave your area of where you are hanging out at. I just so happened to be at a bar and I was leaving and now I'm walking back home and I'm miles away from wherever I need to be. I can't go to the bathroom anywhere.
But they don't even like you doing that like in downtown Mooresville without patroning the restaurant.
Well, I wouldn't. I mean.
You don't have to walk
true.
As far in downtown Mooresville
very
to get
true.
From
yes.
one end to the
yes.
other like you do in New York City. No, I did learn some things in New York. Yeah, that's one of them. So use the bathroom.
Before
wherever
you
are before you go,
yeah.
Whether you just got to try.
While you were paying.
Kid style.
Also,
yeah.
don't smile at anybody. Don't offer to take a picture. Don't ask to pet someone's dog.
Right. And when the minions come up to take a picture with you.
You say nothing.
Run
you.
Away. Yeah. Go away.
I saw at least 8 Spider-Men in Times Square.
But you also have been talking about the increase of rats.
There's a lot of rats.
Did you see a lot of, you know, migrants in that kind of situation? Was that going on at all? Did you see any of it or was it? No. Like, not out in your face.
They were all minions.
Oh, they're working.
They're all Spider-Man.
that's the job. 1099 independent contractors. I get it.
We'll have more Good Morning LKN coming up on 105.9 100.7 WSIC. Now, back to more of Good Morning LKN with Justin Villain-Mamie on 105.9 100.7 WSIC.
Good morning, okay, at 8:48, happy Wednesday day to you and yours. We're going to check in with Patrick Reynolds, host of the Home Ad Show, Monday through Friday, 9 to 11. You want to buy something, sell something, trade something, you got a birthday, you got an anniversary, we'll talk to Patrick here before his show kicks off at 9 o'clock. I'm sure they are vigorously preparing for all of the onslaught of callers. Also, more chances to win tickets. Shout out to Steve McDaniels. For winning 2 tickets to Merlefest next week. He was caller 3. And so tomorrow you'll have another chance. You also have a chance in the next couple hours, though, if you can't wait. And then online, WSIC News, LK and Memes on Instagram. There's a contest there for a giveaway. That one includes lodging at Greystone Lodge.
We want you there.
Yeah. We want you to have a good time.
We want to just fill the place with WSIC fans.
We love doing that.
That'd be great.
Absolutely love doing that.
Of course.
Any WSIC fans that like Walmart?
Oh,
I'm a big fan of Walmart.
Yes. Do you like Walmart?
I do like Walmart. Because you can go, it's like basically Amazon, a store. It's like Amazon, the store.
Yeah.
You can get anything.
Okay. So which Walmart do you go to if you're going to Walmart in the Lake Norman area? You go in Huntersville, Denver, Mooresville?
Denver.
Statesville, I'm sure, has one too.
Walmart? Oh, yeah, definitely.
Mm-hmm. But you're going which one?
I'm going Denver.
Denver. Okay.
Yeah.
Denver, I think, is the nicest of
yeah,
the Lake Norman
once
ones.
People started getting shot in Huntersville, I stopped going to that one.
It was self-defense.
Sure.
So I usually go Mooresville, and it's wild. And I do my grocery shopping on Sundays, and it's wild there. And Walmart in Mooresville, at least, is almost exclusively self-checkout now.
Dang.
I don't know if you've noticed that.
That's a heavy, to go self-checkout at Walmart, because you know Walmart people fill their carts.
I know.
They be filling them carts.
I know. I've seen them pick up the little thing of popcorn chicken and just eat it while they're shopping.
Mm-hmm. Save that label.
Then they put the cup somewhere else.
What? Now you're just talking about theft.
It AI is. That.
How many chicken bites does it take?
Yeah. So Walmart is testing getting rid of their self-checkouts.
Testing it.
Yes. So they're starting with just a couple of stores in, where are they? Missouri.
Do they say why? St. Louis. Why would you want to get rid of self-checkout?
Well, the reason is because of shoplifting.
Oh, because the chicken bites.
The chicken bites, but not just the chicken bites. And the self-checkout, I'm sure it's very easy. Actually, I have accidentally stolen from Walmart before. I went back and paid for it.
Oh, good.
Because my conscience wouldn't let me.
Sure. The right thing to do.
But I had something in the bottom of the cart, like a thing of sodas or something like that I put on the bottom, and I'm going through the self-checkout. I get really nervous in the self-checkout, too, because I feel like I'm supposed to be a professional and, like, scan it very efficiently. I don't do a great job at it. And then the bags, and then it's a whole thing.
Do you bring your own bags?
No. Just to Aldi. Nowhere else.
Because you have to.
Yeah.
I've done it where I go to Aldi. I don't even bring a bag. It's in the cart and ends up in the trunk.
Sometimes I just do a laundry basket.
Oh, good call.
Life hack. But anyway, I'm going through and I'm doing all the things, and then I just walk out and I'm going to put my groceries in the car, and I was like, oh no, these sodas down here, I didn't pay for them. Mm. Oh, I feel terrible. Now, I could have just kept them and left, because nobody stopped me. Nobody said anything. But I did go back in and pay for them, and they said that they appreciated that too.
See, and I've wondered, like, you know how they have the scanning things as you leave, the theft protection, the I think loss prevention, as
loss
they call
prevention
it.
Is what it's called, yeah.
And I've always wondered, like, in the years past and in recent days, like, are they even doing anything? Like, are they scanning things, or is it just certain items?
Well, like, bananas are not going to have a, you know, some of them have the little
barcode
or the protection device or whatever that'll go off, you know, for high dollar items.
So it's just a protection device that goes off.
That'll go off. Yeah. It has to have that protection device in it. It's not like AI is seeing how much you're getting. And then,
well, I thought that, like, any product that hasn't been scanned, like, it's doing it in real time, you know, like inventory wise or something like that.
Yeah. I'm not sure the whole process, but that's why they're closing their self-checkout, and it's just going to be in-person cashiers. So are they going back in time? Are they?
Maybe that's the experience people want.
I've been at the Mooresville Walmart. I've seen a couple fights at the Mooresville Walmart.
Really?
Yes. Yeah.
Like fist fights?
I saw one lady almost start fist fighting. I saw a guy throw his entire cart of groceries because there was only self-checkout open. And he's like, I don't work here. This is not my job. He was angry. He wanted somebody else to scan and bag his groceries. He did not want to do it.
I can see that as a point of frustration as a shopper. Because, look, I'm not here. I'm paying for all this stuff. Walmart's making money. Pay the person to scan me. Do you think that's why Walmart did self-checkout, is for cost?
Yeah, to save on employees. Oh. But now they're losing so much from shoplifting, accidental shoplifting.
Might as well pay the person.
Might as well pay the person. Dollar General, not Dollar Tree.
Profits over people.
That's right. Dollar General has gotten rid of all of their self-checkouts because of, from 300 stores, because the highest level of shoplifting. So they don't have any more at all, because people were just, Dollar General usually has one employee too. Whenever I go to the one in Mooresville, at least, there's usually one employee there. They're in the back stocking. You check yourself out. You can probably take whatever you want to home with you.
Profits over people.
And then Target, too, is now their self-checkout. I don't know if you've noticed, only 10 items in the self-checkout.
See, I always took those signs as suggestions. The problem is like, when you've got... Here's my beef with the stores, and I get, like, they want the self-checkout, but then they only have, like, one person, like, one lane. You got 20 checkout lanes, and one of them's open.
And then you're trying to buy a bottle of wine, and the, you know, 15-year-old has to come over, and I just say, it starts with a 19.
So everybody's talking about the traffic on Catawba. I'm looking at the traffic in some of these self-checkout lines, and we got to resolve this.
Yeah.
Too
much shopping.
Or bigger stores?
Super Talls.
Super Tall
Everyone
Walmart.
Get your own floor.
They got a 3-story Target in New York City.
Did you go?
Profits over people.
You didn't go?
No.
Did you go to Macy's?
No. I don't do a lot of shopping when I travel.
But isn't it nostalgic to go there?
Like, it is. I've been there before. Yeah. It was 5 years since I'd been in New York City. It'll be 5 before I go back. Not in a hurry to go back.
I wonder, somebody who's probably been there, Patrick Reynolds, host of the Home Ad Show, airs Monday through Friday, 9 to 11. Patrick, have you been to New York recently or last time you've been to New York? Bill's on the phone, so something might be muted here. Sorry, we'll just wait a second here for Bill to hang up the phone.
Patrick's from New York, right?
Is he from New York?
Or Connecticut.
I think he's from Connecticut. He's probably a Wegmans guy.
I bet he's
guy.
Been to a Wegmans,
You think he's
though.
A Wegmans
oh,
guy?
Definitely a Wegmans guy.
As we wait with bated breath, he's probably like frustratedly talking into the microphone
he's
right
going,
now.
He's going, Wegmans! And we can't hear.
Studio A. Sorry, I was just giving Bill the signal.
The sign? That's
the signal. I probably shouldn't do that on TV, right? Hey, Patrick, have you ever been to Wegmans?
I've never heard of it until their press release the other
what?
Day.
What?
Seriously. Wow. Seriously, their press release came out the other day that they were coming. Everybody was excited. Everybody had an opinion. I had never heard of this store before in my life.
Are you going to go to it now, knowing that it's closer to your reach? Because you're from up north, right?
I'm from up north. I've never heard of this store. Am I going to go? No, it's just another store. It's shopping.
Patrick,
I don't like
it
shopping.
Is not another store. Ben Daniels here. Join in, Patrick.
I held control as long as I could, guys. It's all Ben now.
No, listen. Okay, they've got some phenomenal products in the Wegmans.
Ben, when did you go to a Wegmans?
I just wanted to come on here because I just got off the phone with AI, actually Indians, and it turns out that Mamie has stolen more than just a couple sodas, and we need to have a conversation about this.
Is HR coming for me today?
It's not my department. Wow, crashing the party. Okay, so Wegmans, Ben's pro Wegmans, Patrick doesn't care, me.
They have a great cookie selection.
You remember the cookie selection?
Yes, I went there. I went to the one in Chapel Hill area.
And Chapel Thrill.
Cookies! We need a field trip to Wegmans. Forget Bucky's.
And Bucky's. Do both.
We got some fried chicken for a tailgate, and my son still talks about it. He's like, can we get some more fried chicken from Wegmans?
Jeff from iCat's talking about the Buff Chick sandwich. What do you think about that?
I've never been into Buff Chicks, but that's fine.
No. From Wegmans. The Buff Chick from Wegmans.
Oh, from Wegmans. Yeah. I'm fine. I'm fine with that.
Yeah. Give that
Patrick,
one a try.
Patrick, what about you? We'll go. Me and Patrick, we'll ride
Is
down.
Is this still a family-friendly segment?
I don't know. We went on
the adult hour is 8 o'clock.
Yeah. I've got to learn to lock the studio door when I get in here.
Patrick, host of the Home Ad Show, taking calls all day, birthdays, anniversaries. Patrick, how many birthdays yesterday and anniversaries?
Oh, we had nine birthdays and anniversaries.
Nine people in the community got birthdays and anniversaries. I know there's more than that. So if you want free stuff, you call them because then you spin that wheel. You guys also going to be giving away the Merlefest tickets. What's been the sentiment on the Merlefest tickets?
They've been excited. I think there's a little bit of a scrum going on. Momentum is building for Merlefest. We're getting closer. The excitement's ramping up. Those phone lines light up when we play that little clip there to signal the call in the third caller. They light up. It's almost like, gosh, it's better than a yard sale on a Friday. They're just lining right up there for Merlefest tickets.
Speaking of Friday, we're getting closer to it. What's up for the weekend? Waves Entertainment probably hitting the streets this weekend. What are some of the events people should be looking out for if they're planning their weekend?
I am glad you asked. Friday night, I'll be at RevFest, which is a car detail shop in Mooresville. They've got a car show, Hot Rods and Hops. It is at the Late Apex Storage Condos. None of those really ring a bell with anybody. However, it's in the same office park. I use Landmarkers, NASCAR Tech, and Dale Jr. Shop are in the same location or in the same office park. Car show there. Elevate Rock School is doing a recital at Langtree on Saturday. So you'll see kids from 6 to 16 playing. And then Sunday afternoon and Sunday night, Ghostface Brewing in Mooresville. We've got a big concert as they celebrate 8 years in business.
All right, Patrick Reynolds hitting the streets. Oh, Deep Tracks only, it sounds like. I know these underground car places. These car lots you're going, I bet you those are the fanatics of cars go to these places where Patrick's hanging out. Patrick, last time you changed a tire on a car?
Oof, it's been a few years. Had a flat tire on my truck. Knocked it out in the driveway. Still got my daughter to school on time. That's right.
Are you timing it still whenever you're doing
it? Darn right. That's right. Yeah, I just get the stopwatch going a little slower than my NASCAR days, but yeah.
What was your time in pit row? What was your time?
Oh, it was with the stock stuff. It was about 6 minutes.
All right, Patrick Reynolds, Home Ad Show, up next. Love you, Mike Kith.
Serving you better than ever before. 105.9 100.7 WSIC, Statesville, Mooresville, North Charlotte.